You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com.
You're listening to The Western Rookie, a hunting podcast full of tips, tricks, and strategies from seasoned Western hunters. There are plenty of opportunities out there. We just need to learn how to take on the challenges.
Hunting is completely different up there.
I've harvested 26 big game animals.
You can fool their eyes, but you can't fool their nose.
300 yards back to the road turned into 3 miles back the other way.
It's always cool seeing new hunters go and harvest an animal.
I don't know what to expect.
If there's anybody I want in the woods with me, it'll be you.
Welcome back to another bonus episode of the Western Rookie Podcast, brought to you by Go Hunt. Today we are covering what is probably, arguably one of the most popular Western applications of the entire application season, and we are now in peak application season. You heard it last week with Montana, that kicked it off, and now we have about 12 straight weeks of bonus episodes around application announcements, which is perfect timing because I just heard from the folks over at Go Hunt, they are doing a massive sale on Insider. It's starting on March 24th. So if you're listening to this episode, it's going live on Friday, March 22nd. Starting on Sunday, March 24th through April 7th, which is perfect timing if you still haven't done your Montana application that you heard about last week, or if you're going to be doing your Colorado deer and elk application that we're talking about this week. It's perfect timing. If you go sign up for Insider using the code WESTERN, they are going to give you $100 of gear shop credit. Usually it's $50. They're doubling it for this spring sale. So you're going to get $100 of gear shop credit for free when you sign up for Insider. So your Insider membership is $150. They never increase their prices. I've been with Insider for almost 7 years, I believe, now, and they never raise their prices. They just keep adding features for free. And now when you sign up, you're going to get $100 of that back in free gear shop credit, and they've got some phenomenal gear out on the gear shop. Whether you're looking for a new pack and you want to get $100 off, you're looking for some backpacking equipment, maybe you're just looking for a lot of accessories to make life easier out on the slopes, you're going to have a lot of fun spending that $100 when you sign up for Insider using the code WESTERN during their spring sale. You've been hearing me talk about Insider a lot, and it's not just because Go Hunt is the title sponsor of us and everything we do here at the Western Rookie. It's because I've been using Insider for 7 years before I started working as a partner. I've been loving everything that I get with my Insider membership. Every Western hunt, I can walk you all the way back to 2016 when I graduated college and I went on my first archery elk hunt that fall. All the way until today, I have used Insider on every single Western hunt I've gone on. I've used the filtering and the draw odds and the maps every single hunt. I'm finding units. I'm looking at where to apply. I'm looking at the application strategy articles on which units are good, which units are bad, what's the species breakdown for that state. All kinds of stuff, guys. I'm telling you, I use Go Hunt all the time. I probably spend dozens of hours each year researching units that I get in Insider, and it's got some of the best and most accurate draw odds available anywhere on the internet for Western applications. It's got the best filtering tool for finding units specific to what you want, whether you're looking for trophies, whether you're looking for guaranteed draw odds, whether you're looking for high success rates, you can use Filtering 2.0 to find the perfect unit for you. The Hunt Planner app, that's what I've been really liking lately. I've been able to create hunt plans for all these different hunts I want to do, and I can add units that are interesting, I can save them, I can make notes, they're all there when I come back to it in a couple days or a couple weeks and do my application. They added maps recently in the last few years and 3D offline mapping, which is huge when you're out on the slopes to be able to see vantage points, glassing knobs, accurate terrain. It's an amazing tool. They've got the point tracker. They've got the application strategy articles. There's so much information. And now they even have the app. You've been hearing me talk about the app they've released. They have filtering 2.0 in the app now. So you can be doing research at any time. I've been doing research all the time. We're watching movies or TV at night. And I'll just start looking at units that I could draw this year, next year, down the road. Go Hunt Insider is the single best tool for the Western hunter available. First, best tool, Go Hunt Insider. Second would be a good pair of boots. Those two things alone will get you more success in the West than anything else you could spend your money on. And right now, they're giving you $100 back. So go get signed up for Insider if you want to start hunting the West and being successful in the West, which is the whole theme of this podcast, is to help you be successful in the West. And it's why Go Hunt is the partner, the title partner of the podcast, because they are also in the business of helping you be successful. So go sign up, use the code Western, get your $100 of free gear shop credit, and then send us a message on what you are looking to get with your free gear shop credit. I'd love to hear what you guys are looking and finding out there in the gear shop. So let's dive in. Colorado Mule Deer. This is probably one of the most exciting apps of the season. It's the biggest state for mule deer. It's one of the biggest states for Western hunting. And the Colorado Mule Deer application deadline is coming up April 2nd at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Do not wait till the last minute, guys. Things happen. Internet goes out. Get it in before that. But it's April 2nd, 8 p.m. Mountain is the deadline. The draw system is a standard preference point system. We'll get into that below. The party app notes any number of resident and non-residents can apply as a party for deer. There's no cap. You know, Montana's got the cap of 6. Wyoming's got a cap of 7. I think we did New Mexico recently as a cap of 4. Colorado deer, no cap. Residents and non-residents can apply together in the same group. So very cool. We'll hit more on that later. Leftover tags, there's a second drawing. So after the first drawing and all the choices are done, the available tags will go up for a second drawing. If there's any leftovers after the second drawing or return tags throughout the season, they come up as a first-come, first-serve sale, and we'll get into that as well. So, what's the breakdown? Applying for a mule deer tag in Colorado, like I said, you do not need to front the cost of the tag, which is great. Some states you have to front the cost of the tag, like Wyoming, and it's out there for 3-4 months for an elk application. For Colorado mule deer, you do not need to front the cost of the tag, but you do need a valid hunting license, which is about $100 for a non-resident. The deer license itself is going to cost you $481.52 for adults, $122.91 for youth. So that's pretty cool. If you got a youngster in the family that you want to take on a Western hunt, significant discount for that youth deer license. We talked about the group applications. You can have unlimited people in your group for deer, but they will not over-allocate, and we'll get into a little bit more detail on the group apps down below. The preference point system, that's always the most confusing part when applying for the West, are the point systems, all the different point schemes across the different states. The nice thing about Colorado is it is by far the simplest point system out there. Aside from not having a point system like Idaho and New Mexico, Colorado has the simplest point system. It's pure preference. There's no squaring. There's no cubing. It's just pure preference. Whoever has the most points will draw the tag. So we'll walk through an example. Let's just say Unit 1000 has 10 tags, and you apply for a deer license in Unit 1000, right? So when they get the apps, they're going to look, and they're going to say, who has the most points? If there's only 10 tags available and someone is at max points, which is 35, and they apply, they're going to get it. So now there's 9 points and they move down. Who's got 34? Maybe there's no other application, no other apps on points until, you know, you get all the way down to 10. So it goes from 35, that person drew. Now there's 9 tags left. You go all the way down to 10 points. 3 people drew. Or 3 people applied at 10 points. They get the tag. So now there's 6 apps left. They go down to 9 points. How many people drew? Maybe there are 7, right? So now 6 out of those 7 folks are going to get the tag. The 7th person is not, and anyone below that in points is not going to get the tag. It's very simple. What also is nice about this is since it is a straight preference system, it's incredibly valuable to use Filtering 2.0 and the Draw Odds tool in your Insider membership to look at where you're at, because if you're not at 100%, you will not be guaranteed the tag. Point creep happens every year, so it's going to get a little bit worse than that. So you do want some buffer if you want a guaranteed application. Otherwise, if you're just looking to do your first round choice and you know, swing for the fences, if you're at zero, it's zero. There is no chance you will draw that tag. If you're in between zero and 100, you're just going to have to put up with whatever rate that is. Maybe if point creep happens, it goes down to zero, you didn't draw. Maybe if there's not much point creep, you knew you were in that 50% chance range. But the nice thing is, for all the folks out there like myself that like to apply and be guaranteed they're going to get what they want, you can go out there pretty easily and look at where you stand with points, look at what the past years have done in that unit, and find units that have 100% draw odds for your point level and maybe even the point level below, or at least high percent chance for the point level below, meaning even if point creep comes, you're still in a good spot. So that's the preference point system. Now, what's interesting about the preference point system and what's going to change is that this year Colorado lowered the cap for non-resident tags. It used to be 35% of the tags could go to non-residents. Now it's only 25% for non-residents in units that are 0 to 5 points, right? So it's units that are you can draw with 0 to 5 points. There's a 25% limit cap for non-residents. For units that are 6 or more points to draw, that cap is 20%. So they're really favoring residents now with this change. Maybe rightly so. We get a lot of heat from people talking about, you know, wrecking states and having too many people and too many non-residents come in. Well, there's a limit in Colorado. So no matter where you get your information, there's not going to be extra people, extra non-residents in Colorado this year for draw units. Now, one thing that I cannot stress enough, the preference points, how to earn a preference point. You must submit an application to get a point. Let me say that again. You must submit an application before April 2nd to get a point. There is no point-only purchase period like Montana and Wyoming. If you do not submit an application by April 2nd for a point, you will not get a point in 2024. To get a point, you need to put the code, the Deer Point code, in as your application code. So the way Colorado works is each unit has a code, and the code has information about the species, the weapon type, the unit number, the hunt choice type. So it's a very complex number. So for deer, the Deer Point code is D as in deer, dash P as in point, dash 999-99-P. That's what you put in for your first hunt choice, and you will get your point. That's all you need to know. So, once again, I don't want anyone to miss a point, miss a year of getting a point. You must submit an application. You must use the Deer Point code as your option to get a point. Now, there are 4 hunt choices. So, what this means is Colorado will look at everyone's first choice on the first pass. They will not look at your second through fourth choices on the first pass. So if they look at your first choice, if your name comes up at the preference point level, there's tags left, you get the tag. If not, they put your application aside, they move on. Once they've gone through everyone's first choice, now they come back and do second through fourth. Now this is more of a random, right? So you do not use your points for second through fourth. So you can use this to your advantage if you want to build points and draw a limited entry tag. You can put a very high unit avail up there, one that either has low odds of drawing because you're right in the cutoff bracket for points, or no chance of drawing. And then you can use a you can find a unit that's got leftover potential. And that way you can get a tag while not burning your points and even building your points. So very popular option out there. You're going to want to use draw odds to find those opportunities for that so you can be sure to get your tag. But there is an option to build your points while drawing second through fourth option units. Now, interesting thing, group apps and points. So like I said before, there is no cap to the number of residents and non-residents that can apply together for deer. But you need one group leader, and everyone must apply for the same hunt choice for each option. The only thing that can change is male or female tags. Like for elk last year, everyone chose to get a bull tag, but somebody could have applied for a cow tag, but that's it. You cannot apply for a different weapon type. You cannot apply for a different hunt season. You cannot apply for a different unit in your group. Everything has to be the same. If anyone messes that up, the whole group is out. Colorado will also not over allocate for a group application. It means if there's two tags left, your group comes up and there's three people, you're out. They're going to move on. And what's really interesting is the party goes into the draw at the level of points that is equal to whoever has the lowest points in your group. So if you apply, if three people apply and someone's got 1 point, 2 points, and 3 points, your entire group goes into the draw with 1 point. So you really got to be careful who you allow to join your party. You want to make sure if you're hunting as a party, everyone's buying the same number of points each year so that you can apply equally. Other states, you can throw in someone with high points and it averages out and you can kind of hack the system. Not in Colorado. So you need to apply accordingly and pick your partners carefully. We talk about it in the main podcast. You got to pick your hunting partners carefully. You can't just have someone that says, I'd love to go hunting, and three of you have 6 points, he's got zero. Now you're going to go into the application with zero, so be careful about that. So the second draw, once the leftover licenses are available on the second draw, anyone can apply. It's not just the people that entered the first draw. You still have to have that hunting license for $100, but it's a random draw. If there's any returned or leftover licenses after the second draw, Colorado, which, you know, caveat, Colorado allows you to return licenses. You can either immediately after the draw refuse the license and restore your points, or if you do pay for the license but later on you want to return it, you can return it up to 30 days before the hunt, and you can either choose a refund or your points back. You don't get both like you do if you refuse it immediately after the draw. All those leftover licenses after the second draw and the return licenses go on sale as a first-come, first-serve basis on August 6th. They're available in late July. You can look them up. On August 6th, they go for sale as first-come, first-serve. And then every Tuesday after August 6th, any return tags or remaining leftover tags go for sale the following Wednesday at 11 a.m. So the Tuesday, the list is available. Updated list is available. Wednesday, they for sale. So that's how you can get your tag for mule deer in Colorado. But let's now dive into the seasons and some of the breakdown on mule deer. So an interesting thing about Colorado, it's not a general license. You only get to hunt the season you pick. So if you pick second rifle, you can only hunt second rifle. There is no option to go back for third rifle. There is no going for archery and then rifle. You get the tag you apply for. So if you apply for archery, you cannot hunt rifle. So archery, 2nd through the 30th of September, this is the first crack at mule deer. This is going to be higher elevation hunts oftentimes. Some of these tags are either sex, so if you're just a beginner in the archery world, trying to get a deer tag filled could be a great fit for you. Next, we have early high country rifle. So this is September 7th through the 15th. The interesting thing about this is high country backpack style hunting with a rifle. And this year, the dates fall so that you're before the muzzleloader crowd. So it could be very interesting. Probably going to be a little bit difficult to draw since there's not a lot of tags like this available. But then we move into the muzzleloader season, which is the 14th through the 22nd of September. Also, probably higher elevation. They might be starting to lose their velvet, but this does overlap with archery, elk, and deer. So there might be higher pressure out on the mountain for the muzzleloader season. Then what we call come into the rifle seasons, these are going to be later in the year. So second rifle, October 26th through the November 3rd. This is generally a pre-rut season. It could be a little tougher, especially since the older and more mature bucks aren't showing up yet to the rut party. It might be a little bit more difficult. Third rifle, November 9th through the 15th. This is the beginning of the ruck. Things are starting to get exciting and spicy out on the mountains. Bucks are generally cruising throughout the day. Some of the oldest and most mature bucks might not yet be present and showing up for the party. But when it comes to fourth rifle, November 20th through the 24th, this is peak rut. Lots of activity, lots of magical moments out on the mountains for fourth rifle. Probably the highest point requirements to draw a mule deer tag in general across Colorado is the fourth season rifle. But it's for a reason. It's a magical time. There can be a lot of stacked up pressure, though, because this is the last season. So we've had, you know, by fourth rifle, there's been four or five other seasons already, and some of these bucks might have been targeted and taken off the landscape by then. There's also a Plains rifle season, which is the 26th of October through November 5th, but we won't talk about that as much. So getting into current conditions on the ground, for the snowpack and the drought status, we are seeing a pretty mild snowpack, most of the states within their 100% average bracket. And as far as drought goes, most of the state is either at no drought or very mild drought. So very good conditions going into 2024. If you're sitting on a bunch of points right now and you're not sure what to do, I would maybe consider spending them. We've got some good conditions right now as far as the severity of winter, the drought status. You never know what can happen in the future. Look at the winter we had last winter across the West. You know, things just got really hit hard. And so having a lot of points can be a risk. And we'll talk about that below with some of the point level breakdowns. So as far as state changes to mule deer, obviously the biggest news coming out of this year in Colorado is the wolf introduction on the Western slopes. People are talking about this all over the place. Hunters are very concerned what wolves can do to the deer populations and the elk populations. I think rightly so. But the only thing we can do is wait, and time will tell what impacts these wolves have on deer. For now, Colorado is still the king of mule deer. If you're looking for mule deer hunting, it starts with Colorado. There's a lot of other states around that have good mule deer, but Colorado is definitely the king of mule deer. And we're going to see point creep go up a little bit this year with that change of 35% to 25% for non-resident caps. So plan accordingly. Use the draw odds tool accordingly. Build in a little extra buffer if you're looking for guaranteed draw odds. But no reason at all to not apply for mule deer in Colorado if mule deer is on your bucket list. Populations are stable over the last 15 years. We saw a little dip in 2022, but overall populations are pretty stable, and Colorado still producing some absolute monster bucks. I did a filter on filtering 2.0. There's 33 units right now in Colorado that have trophy potentials of 180 to 190 plus, which means 33 units in Colorado are showing the potential for absolute giant mule deer. What's interesting is if you lower that to 170-inch trophy potential or better, nearly 100% of the state has 170-inch trophy potential. Really, the only places we're seeing that on the map that, you know, don't have trophy potential are some of the huge urban centers, I think. Just very spotty, and I'm guessing those are 150 to 160 point potentials still, or inch potential. So nearly 80% of the state you can have the opportunity to find 170 inch or greater mule deer. So that's absolutely phenomenal. When we're talking about some of these great units, the 180, the 190, these are mostly going to be in the Southern Rockies, a few along the Western edge, and a few on the Eastern Plains, but they're going to take a lot of points to draw, especially for those fourth rifle tags. Might be able to draw them a little bit easier if you're doing early archery. But going to be high points, and if you're in that bracket, just use your filtering 2.0, use the draw odds, figure out what you're able to draw, and plan accordingly. If we're going to go back to maybe the other side of the fence, you know, people that definitely don't have max points, maybe on the other side, what can we do with 0 points, right? Well, if there's any 0 point units out there, there's a reason for it. It's either lots of tags, lots of private land issues. Maybe it's archery and muzzleloader seasons that are a little bit harder to fill your tag. There's going to be a reason for a 0 point unit, but don't be disappointed, because you can still build points using the deer point code as your first option and then trying to draw a second through fourth option for units that are likely going to have leftover tags. And you're going to find that by using your filtering 2.0 and your draw odds tool. In the 1 to 3 point bracket, there's lots of good opportunities in this unit. You're going to be looking at maybe some 170, 180, even a couple 190 trophy potentials. If you're doing archery or muzzleloader, and if you're looking for rifle tags, you're still at 160 to 170 potential with some decent success rates. That 1 to 3 points, there might be a strategy here of just using your 1 to 3 point bracket, never having more than 3 points, and drawing a lot of tags, hunting that same unit over and over and over again throughout your life and really getting good at it. And you might stumble across the occasional monster, the occasional real magical buck. If we're going to the 4 to 8 point bracket, now this is where options are really getting good. So there's a lot of great options in 4 to 8 points. I would strongly recommend you start thinking about spending these points because it can be a risk to carry a lot of points. You never know what point creep's going to do. You never know what Mother Nature's going to do. And you never know what the government's going to do according to draw systems, seasons, non-resident allocation. Like we saw this year, they could go from 25 down to 5, and now your 15 points that you've built or your 20 points that you've built isn't even close to drawing the tag because there's so many people above you. So 4 to 8 points, strongly, strongly consider spending your points by the time you get, you know, at least out of this phase. Like if you're at 8 points, really look hard at what you want in a mule deer hunt and can you get it? Because at 8 points, there's a lot of 180, 190 potential with good success rates for archery and muzzleloader, and there's a lot of 170 to 180 potential with very high success rates on the rifle. 8 to 12 points. Here's my honest feedback. At 8 to 12 points, you're really not getting anything extra that you didn't have at 4 to 8 points. I don't think it's worth waiting these extra 4 years to draw a tag. That's just my two cents. Not a lot of new units open up. They're not really showing you anything that you didn't have before in terms of size, public land, harvest success rates. I just don't see a reason to wait unless you just couldn't get a mule deer hunt in your schedule at all. Obviously, continue to build points, but if that's not the reason, I don't know why waiting this long would happen. 13 plus. I have two opinions. If you're in the 13 plus, you're looking at the best units in the state, of course. If you're going fourth rifle, that might be closer to max points. If you're doing archery muzzleloader, maybe some of these best units are available to you now. If you're already there, I would say consider spending them. Consider spending them fast, either this year, next year, the next few years, because the risk of having points this long and not hunting is really starting to build up. We can have severe die-offs. We can have extreme weather. We can have wolves that, you know, exponentially populate and hurt the herds. We can have changes to the draw system that impact your hunt. Any number of things can happen, and you've been waiting so long to have a good mule deer experience. There's plenty of options at 4 to 8. There's plenty of good options at 1 to 3 even. So if you're already there, sure, swing for the fences, try to get the best you can. If you're not there, I don't really see a reason to go that high. Unless you're really just adamant that you want something special once in a life, once in a thousand lives. But to me, that's just not my, that's not my strategy. I don't like carrying that much risk, especially since Colorado just introduced wolves. They are due for a new 5-year big game plan in 2025. There's lots of changes coming. I don't want to be stuck holding 20 points that I can't use. So I burn my points in that mid-tier bracket typically. So that's the breakdown. Colorado Mule Deer 2024. Remember, the Go Hunt sale is going on March 24th through April 7th. Perfect time for your Colorado Mule Deer application. And if you use the code WESTERN, you're going to get $100 of free credit towards the gear shop. So it's almost free. $50 for your insider membership after you get that credit. It's a phenomenal deal, guys. I use it, like I said. You're probably sick of me saying how much I use it, but it's true. I rack up hours and hours and hours on Go Hunt. There is so much great information out there, great tools. Go get the insider service March 24th through April 7th with the code WESTERN, and you're going to get $100 back. So there it is. Good luck, everyone out there on their applications. I hope you draw. Feel free to send me a message. Any questions you have, what gear you're getting with your insider credit, what units you drew when we get the results. Love to hear it from you guys. Thanks for being here today.